Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to me, man. It's your boy, Young Hope. If you turn the motherfucking noise up, we can get right into the proceedings this evening. Headphones are starting. Bring it down a little bit. Okay. Now we working with it. The boy face up and baseline, baby. Mom, welcome to New York City. Crack in my clothes, don't make me have to relapse on these hoes. Take it back down, get taxed in the road. When I was hugging it, niggas could do nothing with it. Straight from the oven with it, came from the dirt. I emerged from it all without a stain on my shirt. You could blame my old earth for the shit she instilled in me. Still with me, pain plus work. Shit, she made me milk this game for all this work. That's right, these niggas can't fuck with me. I'm calling guts every time, drag my nuts every time, homie. We make a great combination, don't we? Me and the face, ma. Every time we face off, face it, y'all. Y'all niggas playing basic ball. I'm on the block like I'm 8 feet tall. Homie, I'm in the drop with the AC off. That's why the streets embrace me, dawg. I'm so cool.
Back on the block with the old face, Bob, Mac, Mittens, and
a hot pot of joy and a spoon, trying to make me 40,000 and move. Motel star-studded, rock stars and goons, plain clothes wanna run in my room. But nigga, guess who's been back? It's your boy, Face Mall. Started with an 8-ball, gotta get this cake, dog. Give niggas a break, no. You know how the game go. Fuck you think I slang for, to go against the grain? I'm out here in grind mode, wrapped up in a paper chase. I wanna fuck a fine hoe and candy paint the 88. Don't got no wholesale, cause that ain't how I wanna run it. Here, take these 5 stones and bring a nigga back 100. Gotta see my feet, dude. You do see the fiend, dude. If I get too hot in the kitchen, I hit the streets, fool. Money is an issue, and that's on the for shizzle. My nizzle, your block warm and I come by with a fizzle. And make for sure I get to work mine. I'm a part of time. We go to war and you ain't making a dime. Cause I got shit to lose. A nigga out here paying his dues. My baby walking, gotta get in some shoes. It's a new game for it. Let me give you the rules. Get out of line and I'ma get you the blues. It's a new game brewing. Let me get you the rules. Get out of line and I'ma get you the blues.
Whoa! Guess who's in that? The boy be Miz Act. AKA Mr. Crack a Brick. Turn a whole one from a half a brick. Look, I mastered this. You can smell it once the plastic breaks. Hot play to make it swell up. If your gas can click, you can make your chips swell up. You don't have to pitch. Play them corners like a safety. Watch the traffic switch. Young and never pump fake. And you get past the blitz. And keep your whole hood on flip. Like old box springs, 50 max and shit. No old box of things, 50 blast and shit. I hug the block like quarter water. Shit, I used to hug the corner like an old deuce in a quarter. Till I loose in the morning with the old head. Slinging loose quarters until he jack back at it. And still fucking with them crack addicts. Still fussing with that black matting.
Back on the block with them hoes. Face mob, mac, mittens, and hoes. Well, maybe you relapse. Back to the block with the phone. Cause the street shit is all I know.
It's your girl, Leshy Lesh, live in the building, baby, baby. And it's Friday, and we back in the building, baby. And all I can say, man, is salute to all those hard workers out there. Those single mothers, those single fathers, those people out there in the grind doing it, working 24 hours trying to get that paper. Because the people was getting laid off, teachers getting laid off. Even people getting kicked out the military, people was getting laid off. So you got to get that money however you get that money, because I get my money, baby. Let's go. Lush Radio Online, man, your premier internet radio station. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Quick shout out to all of our listeners and sponsors. Callers, we got you on the line. We're going to tell y'all to call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to my boy Spokesman, Mr. Exit 9. Who did a hot job for us for, you know what I'm saying, get the fuck out of here Fridays.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be playing that in a few. Also, shout out to the whole team, MAE2K on Twitter, along with TDI NYC High Show on Monday and Future Guru 100. Tease Tuesdays. Shout out to them each and every Tuesday at Rose's Dream with DC Mingle. Also, each and every Thursday, Rock Solid ENT, along with Lush Radio Online and the Lush Factor. We're shutting it down each and every Thursday at Taste Lounge, 1812 Hamlin Street, Northeast DC. It goes down in the DMV, man. We're going to show y'all how to hustle, for real. Man, shout out to DJ Rob Love, who shut it the hell down last night. We had chicks dancing on a ball. We had chicks all over the place, man. People was popping. We had hot, hot, you know what I'm saying, artists that was in the building. Shout out to Skate. Shout out to Man. Shout out to B.E. Don Good. Everybody that came out to support Capital Magazine. Especially shout out to Capital Magazine. Lush Radio Online is featured in the mag. I posted it up on Twitter, on Facebook. We're featured in the mag, you know what I'm saying? This is hard work. Shout out to Making the Magazine. They actually, you know, got us featured in the next issue that's about to drop too of online radio stations. If you want to order and support the mag for Capital Mag, they got, you know, the feature of us in there in Capital Mag. Log on to Capital Mag. It's spelled with a K, capitalmag.com. And it's only $4, so order that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a hot, hot joint. Me and DJ Lazy DJ Lady Blaze is shutting it down in the DMV, man. So yeah, we about to go to my callers and see what's up with my fam. Oh, I know you miss me, but I'm back. Guess who's back? 301, what's up? DMV, what's popping?
What's up?
Ain't nothing much. Is this my main man, the light skinned brother, sexy self?
Yeah, what's up?
Reds, what's up, baby boy?
Yeah, I'm just saying what's up with you.
Hey, man, I'm digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. Titty's still sticking up high. I'm here.
I heard that. That's what's up.
What's popping with
heard
you?
That.
You staying cool in this hot season?
Yeah, nothing getting there from being on this metro all day, ready to party somewhere tonight. Feeling good.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to notice that the new scene nowadays is the whole lounges. Everybody into the lounge. People ain't partying at the big clubs no more. They party at the lounges and at the bars.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I'm saying? What's up with that, man? Talk to me about that. Why are people doing that? What's the switch? What happened?
I don't know. I guess people are like laid back, you know, nice, calm, smooth atmosphere. Maybe that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
That's what
you
it
know,
is?
Little lounges. Yeah, it'd be quieter. You get to, you know, mingle better, I guess. Get to know them better, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's more like people like the laid-back scene more now. Maybe that's what it is, I think. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I got to give a quick shout-out. Shout-out to our boy MJ81813 promo on Twitter. Follow that cat. He's showing us mad love. Shout-out to Street Kingpin. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. That's my boy. Shout out to Coast to Coast DJs for always showing us love. We have all their mixtapes will be live on Lush Radio Online. We are the official media sponsor. So all day Coast to Coast mixtapes, DJs, their convention is coming up soon. Almost 2 more months, so check for that. Also, shout out to AU DJs, man. You already know what it is, man. We got another caller on the line. So stay on the line, Reds, because I'm going to ask y'all some questions. I know I got my boy Bugsy straight out of Boston. What's popping, man? I know it's hot like a potato. What's up?
What's goody, Mush? What's good with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene with this gangster link, man. Getting paid to go to school. Holding down these events, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying to take over the world like Pinky and Brain, baby.
I see you in the loop, man, doing your 1-2-3, you know, I miss you, man, had to come through, show that love, man, you know, I've been on the grind too, but you know, got to make time for good time. Uh-oh, we got some beats going over there. Thank you.
Did I lose y'all? Y'all there? Y'all there?
I'm here. I was digging to the elevator music.
Oh, you listen to the elevator music and stuff? Oh, all right.
I thought you were throwing on the beats for a minute.
Now I was talking to my man, Mr. Exit 9 and stuff, man. He did a hot little job for us, man. You know what I'm saying? Always supporting Lush Radio Online. Because you know what time it is. You know it's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays, man. So I'm going to go ahead and play that joint right there, man. If you need any voiceover work or anything like that, get at my man Spokes. He does all that, man. You already know what it is, man. Let's go.
Get the fuck.
It's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays with Lushy Lush and Future Guru. Now's your time to put somebody on blast. Call us at 347-826-7722 and tell somebody to get the fuck. Only on Lush Radio.
That shit sound hot, don't it?
I rocks with it. I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't even gonna lie. That'll make you get ready to start telling niggas get the fuck out of here at the beginning of the show.
No, I wasn't telling you.
I'm on the radio, dude. I ain't talking to you.
Oh, man. Red's up there having bad conversation and stuff. So I want to talk to y'all guys, man. There's a lot of things that's been going on, man. The chick that killed her daughter got acquitted, right? You know what I'm saying? She got off scot-free. What's going on with that? What's your feelings about that? It's like another O.J. Simpson situation, man. Talk to us. How y'all feel about that, man? Reyes, what you think about that, man?
Oh, you talking about the case thing. I don't know. I don't know what to think, man. Sometimes some of these crimes, I swear, it be looking like the media be setting up crimes so they get ratings sometimes. I don't know what it is, Lush. I mean, you know, you got to keep all things open, but it's just, I don't know, man. It's just some stuff is more to it than what it seems, man, because she seemed guilty, but we've seen this scenario before, crazy white chick that's promiscuous and like to party after their kids die. I mean, it. Sometimes you just got to, like, with that smoke that's fire. I don't know, man, because sometimes shit be saying set up. Like, you know, we've seen this scenario before, so it all seemed like some media hype bullshit to me. I don't even know. I can't call it, you know what I'm saying?
Media takeout is doing a big old, you know what I'm saying, mockery of it. You know, I seen a flyer that had, you know what I'm saying, Media Takeout presents, you know, the after party, you know, and all that. I mean, it's the mockery of the judicial system, the justice system. It's nonsense. How can a woman get off for bluntly killing her child? Like, it doesn't make sense. I'm not understanding this stuff. I mean, what's really going on, man? Bugsy, what you think about that? How can somebody get off of killing their kid? Like, what's going on?
I don't know, man. I really, you know, don't condone what she do, but I think that, like, you know, the media make it worse. If, you know, you would have never gave her that airtime. You would have never, you know, put her on front page every day, all day. She wouldn't be where she's at now. It would just be another court case in the court system. She won't be getting paid to show up someplace. They just gave her too much attention. You don't do that to murderers.
Man, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it seems like nowadays people are getting off for straight highway, you know, robbery. And, you know, they're making up cases. And it seems like it's hilarious to people now. And nowadays it's like a publicity stunt. Lo, man, let me go and kill somebody, man. I'm going to get mad publicity. Let me go kill somebody today. What the hell? What's going on, America? That's the question. Or have we stooped to the low, to the bottom of the barrel to the point that we have to do sick, satanic situations in order for us to get publicity nowadays? What's going on, America? I don't know. And I want to know what you think about that. Call in at 347-826-7722. What's going on, America? I'm trying to talk to you. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, Dive in the Building on Lush Radio Online. And, don't forget, each and every Thursday at Taste Lounge, 1812 Hamlin Street, Northeast D.C., you know what I'm saying? Definitely come and check it out. It goes down each and every Thursday. We got open mic that's coming soon, August the 23rd. It's going down. We're going to be bringing down Math Hoffa and several other battle rappers. It's going to be called the Battle Zone, the Heart of the City Battle Zone. So we calling on all MCs from all over the world, production people that are managers to come out and come rock with us. Lush Radio Online, Rock Solid ENT, man. We going in, man. I'm going to show you how to hustle. Ow! on Lush Radio Online, man. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop some music because I'm a female. And no disrespect, fellas, but I forgot to tell y'all, I run the world. Females.
Me, who run the world, girls, who run the world.
tell you that I run the world, you know what I'm saying? My name is Bone
Sheikah.
I don't know what that was, but I'm just saying my name is Bone Sheikah, you know what I'm saying? I'm a girl, I run the world, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know how I run the world. You know, sometimes I go in, I don't try to get a job. Sometimes, you know, I use my food stamps and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know what I'm saying, live off the government. I ain't trying to do nothing because, you know, I run the world. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got like six baby fathers and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My name is Boon Sheikah, and I just want to say I run the world. I don't know who the hell that was, but she needs to get the...
Get the fuck.
It's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays with Lushy Lush and Future Guru. Now's your time to put somebody on blast. Call us at 347-826-7722 and tell somebody to get the fuck.
Here it is.
Only on Lush Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now listening to Lush Radio Online. Your premier spot for internet radio, baby, baby, baby. But you know what, man? That was Spokesman that did that hot drop for us, man. If you need any type of drops or anything like that, or commercials, he does that. So shout out to Spokesman. Shout out to DJ Lady Blaze. My sister from another mother, we shut it down last night at Taste Lounge, man. People partying all on the bar. Everything, man. I'm talking about drinks galore. We got twisted. It was nice. We had crazy artists in the building. It was retarded, man. We went ham, and it's more to come. So check it out each and every Thursday. Let's go to the phone lines, man. We're talking about the crazy thing that's going on in the internet. Like, you know, the lady gets off for killing her child, man. How you feel about that caller from the 202? State your name,
I mean,
and who you calling from.
First things first, she never spoke. AKA Mr. Exner.
What up,
Spoke? What's going down? Now, I know, seriously. I mean, me personally, I have a child, and I can't fathom killing my child, so I don't know. I don't understand that.
How did she get off? I'm not understanding that whole situation.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to say this. Maybe because she may not have literally done it, but I can guarantee you with every fiber in my being, she know who did. I mean, if she didn't do it, as the justice system says, she know who did it. So, you know what I'm saying? To me, she's just as guilty. But, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, if you don't want children, there's options. There's abortion. And there's adoption. So you have two choices. And for me, to kill them is not an option. So, yeah. I mean, think about it. You know what I'm saying? For anybody who's ever killed their child, think about what would be if... You know, their parent killed them. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody deserves an opportunity to live. You know what I'm saying? I'm pro-choice in the whole nine. I'm just saying that every situation doesn't call for that, to get rid of the child in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So,
but
I don't necessarily know.
What type of depression is going on with the United States of America, with the women in America? Is it, do women feel like sometimes... the in capability to take care of their children due to the dependence on the man? We had this whole uprising of the independent women. You know, a lot of women feel like they made mistakes with their babies. Like, if you're not
a lot of it is
your child, give them up for adoption. Somebody will take care of that child. Why kill them? I mean, this isn't just one incident. We also had the young lady that, you know, the young child survived over there in the Hudson River not too long ago, that ran all of her children and a newborn into the Hudson River after getting into a fight with the children's father, and ran themselves inside the Hudson River and drowned. And one of the children remembered how to swim and got out and survived. I mean, what's going on with women killing their children nowadays? I'm not understanding. It seems like it's growing ever since people start losing jobs and stuff. I'm seeing a lot of women getting depressed. Though I don't understand that. I don't understand it. What's going on?
There's no level of depression that will allow me to hurt my child in that fashion. I'm sorry. It's an ego thing, man. It's an ego thing. It's a pride thing. And what it is the culture we live in. The culture we live in suggests that you're supposed to be at a certain point when you have certain things going on in your life. And let's say you are 29, 30, 31, 32, you're supposed to be at a certain point. And if you're not there, you feel some type of way. But it's not because you may be that depressed about it. You're more so worried about your perception among other people. Me personally, I'm not worried about stuff like that because I figure you're at where you're at. Is it ideal all the time? No. But that doesn't mean that you suck because it's not the way it should be. Hold on.
That's definitely true. How do you feel about that, Red, on what Spokes just said?
Yeah, that's true what he said, but yeah, it definitely is. Seem like a lot of crazy chicks out here lately, but I don't know. That whole situation just seems, I don't know. I just from the jump, I had a feeling she would get off. I don't know why, but I don't know what's going on with the world nowadays. It's just crazy. And with the justice system really ain't about justice. Cause you got innocent people going to jail every day. You got guilty people getting off, like O.J. And we already know about the O.J. He did a big favor for CNN and MSNBC. He put them on the map with that damn case. But I don't know. It's just crazy out here, man. It really is.
It's crazy. If you're just tuning in to Lush Radio Online, right now we're talking about a serious issue. Woman gets off for killing her child. All evidence points to her. Media Takeout has made it this big old blasphemy online. Mockery of the justice system. What is going on in the world's mind? Not too long ago, another young lady ran her children into the Hudson River in New York. One of the children got out. But, you know, what is up with women killing their children? I mean, is it depression? What is going on? Why are people doing this thing? How do you even feel about a person lifting their hand to destroy God's gift, a child? I am appalled due to the fact that I have a daughter. I love her and she's my princess. I don't care what I'm going through. I'll give her my last and suffer. I'd rather suffer. I'd rather than take my life. But for my child to go, that's crazy. She never should have been granted that right to even bear a child in the first place. You know, it's nonsense. We got a call alive on the line. I think we got my sister from another mother. DJ Lady Blaze, what it do, baby?
What it is, you know, the female to check in with you, man. That's all love over here.
What's up with you, sis? We talking about this issue about the woman getting, you know, killing a kid, man. Getting off. What's going on with that, man? How you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's ludicrous. You know, it's just out of this world. But, you know, a lot of people are doing a lot of stuff that's crazy nowadays. You know, I mean, if you read your Bible, you know, it's just a sign of the times. And, you know, not just that. You know, we all are going through a lot, you know, whether it be financially or, you know, people are struggling. And I'm not saying it makes it right, you know, for someone to kill their child. I don't believe in anything like that. You know, I mean, if you were to kill anybody, kill yourself. You know, but don't kill your child or kill somebody else's child, you know, because it's not right. And, you know, children don't ask to be brought into this world. You put them here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe it's right. And, you know, I mean, that's pretty much how I feel about it.
Definitely. Bugsy, and I think we got Spokes back online. Bugsy, how did you feel about, you know, what Blaze stated and what Spokes was talking about in regards to the situation about the young lady getting off, you know, for killing a child? How do you feel about that? Bugsy, you there? We still got Boston in the building.
I'm here. I'm trying to stop these niggas from banging. You know how Boston get. Shout out to Lady Blaze. I mean, you know, she do her thing. I've been seeing her on Twitter lately, going in. But it's crazy, man. I don't know, man. I love my boys to death, and I do a whole lot, man. I fight with my baby mama every day just to get around my boys. But kids are our future, man. We can't be killing them.
Can't kill them babies, man. I love them babies. Don't kill my babies. If you want to kill your babies, all you got to do is open up and swallow them babies, like the comedian said. Swallow them babies. Birth control. long.
Nice. There's condoms out there. You know, just learn how to wrap it up. I know the warm stuff feel good, but, you know, so wrap it up, man.
Wrap it up or swallow the babies, man. Do what you got to do. If you swallow, swallow them. Don't have them. All right?
I give up this style. You know what I'm saying? You don't want the child, give the child to somebody who wants to take care of them. Like,
for
it's
real.
Not that serious.
Definitely, man. It's crazy out here, man. People are bugging. We got Future Guru in the building, man. The one and only Jersey. What up, baby?
Yo, shout out to everybody online. Lush Radio Online. I heard Bugsy and Cuzzo. Who was that, Cuzzo?
No, Cuzzo, no. That's on Blaze live in the building. And we got Mr.
That's
Exit 9 folks in the building.
Up, Lady Blaze, you know I got y'all popping on the website. And I'm just proud of what y'all doing, man. I've been telling some people about it. You know, so we can move through D.C. and, you know, get this bread and, you know, just help other artists, man. I'm definitely glad that Lush and Lady Blaze is killing the game out there Tuesdays and Thursdays at Taste Lounge, D.C. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. How was it last night?
Retarded.
Oh, man, it was beautiful, yo. Me and Lush had a good time, man. We had a lot of people there. You know, they was dancing and carrying on. It was nice. It was real nice.
He had a lot of dope performers, too. A lot of dope performers came out. It was nice,
mm-hmm.
man. Wait till.
We definitely going to step it up. We're going to step it up for
August,
the performers on Lush Radio Online. Let's
August,
let me know who's performing.
August the 23rd, we got a hot joint that's going down. Heart of the City. The open mic and battle zone. It's going to be retarded. We're going to be bringing some grind time people down there. It's going to be retarded. It's going to be bananas. You know what I'm saying? Blaze is doing some crazy things, man. Y'all better look out, man. We going to show y'all how to really hustle out here, for real. You think you know hustle? I'm going to show you hustle. We going to show you hustle, man.
Yeah, two females doing it, too. No dudes.
No, just I still love y'all, though.
Total bias going on right now. I feel you, though. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Y'all funny as hell. But, you know, it's get the F out of here Friday. Follow Fridays, man. It goes down. And I just got to hear this one more time. Just because my man Spokes did this. I want y'all to tell me how y'all like this. Spokes is the man with the plan when it comes to the voices, man. Check this out, man. I want moment of silence. Let's go. And you are now listening to Lush Radio Online.
Get the fuck.
It's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays with Lushy Lush and Future Guru. Now's your time to put somebody on blast. Call us at 347-826-7722 and tell somebody to get the fuck.
Get the fuck.
Only on Lush Radio.
Bananas. Crazy.
That's I'm about to go live on the Twitter. And let them know you just played a mean ass drop for Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. That is bomb diggy right there. Who actually did that drop, Lush?
That's Spokesy on the line, man. That's the man with the plan on the line. We got that. That's my other voiceover dude right there, man.
Yeah, what's going on?
He did a hell of a job, man. He sound good. He sound good,
appreciate
man. Lush, my name, man. And, like, Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday all in one. Like, he really went in with that show.
That's fire.
That's what
folks,
I do. Huh?
Spokes, if people want to get at you for voiceovers for their stations or anything like that, how they get at you, Spokes?
Twitter.com/SoundOffNation, you know what I'm saying? You can definitely hit me there. I take all of the solicitation via Twitter. You just follow me and DM me your information, and I'll take care of you. It's all good.
What's up?
Twitter, SoundOffNation? SoundOffNation?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got it. I'm about to blow you up and follow you on the Twitter right now, man. That was a mean drop, man. Lush, that's fantastic work from Lush Radio Online. She just always going hard in the paint, man. I'm just happy for the experience right now, man.
It's not really me, man. It's just working with great people, individuals like you, Blaze, Spokes, and all the people that I, you know, it's touching. See, this is what we talk about with everybody, reaching out to your resources. You got resources around you, artists, business people, or so-called business people. You got resources. Reach out to your resources. Figure out how you and your resources can make money, or at least bring money to your resources, man. Let's make money together. Stop being greedy. You know, DMX said, y'all been eating long enough now. Stop being greedy. Stop being greedy. It's too much money out here.
DMX flow.
DMX the man, by the way. Everybody hating on DMX because of his passion. I need to stop that, man. That dude is,
man,
he's a legend. Quit.
The cat, the dog. Man, I still love DMX. They better get the
I love that,
here,
man. He's sick.
Fuck out of here, man. Don't talk about
this. Oh, by the way, he turned down Maybach Music, but it's cool.
Wow. Let's talk about the music. We were talking about some serious issues. We're going to talk about some other stuff. But let's talk about the Meek Mills. How you feel about Meek Mills, man? We remember when Meek Mills was, you know what I'm saying, just coming out of Philly, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing. I wish I had got him before he had signed with Rick and did his thing or whatever, but talk to us, man. How y'all feel about Meek Mills, man? I'm proud of the dude, man. He done really, you know, stepped his game up. What y'all think about that, man?
Meek is as hot as fish grease right now. And I think, no, really. And to me, when I hear his flow, I used to hear a wild animal. Now, he sounds like a superstar. He sounds like a superstar, period. And, you know what I'm saying? If you don't like Meek, that's just unfortunate. But he definitely doing what he got to do. I love the guy's music, and that's what it is.
Definitely. Blaze, what you think about Meek? What's your professional, you know, synopsis on Meek Mills for you?
I really don't have an opinion because I don't really follow him like that. So I really don't know too much about that cat. So I can't say.
Okay, cool. All right, that's cool. Guru, what you think about Meek?
Nah, I mean, it's a good situation, man. Like, sometimes it takes, like, if you got a raw talent like that, I mean, when they come under a bigger umbrella from some people that's really got management and people that's actually developing artists like a label, like, you're going to find out how the collabs and, you know, the other features are going to work with the people under that umbrella, you know. So that's what's happening with this, you know, the Rick Ross situation. You know, can't deny the fact that he's been on his grind. You can't deny the fact that, you know, he got noticed by, like, one of the majors. So, I mean, you know, it's about success. It's about, you know, getting to the next level with your music. And, you know, it's very fortunate, like, you know, that he's won. Like, it's right now, a rap career is like an NBA career. Like, your shot is, like, damn near, the odds are stacked up, man, for you to get on a major label. That's why you got to be on your independent artist grind. And, like, we here to help you. But, like, along the way, until you get to that point, you're going to need us, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't
oh, by the way,
yourself,
no begging.
Now. Yeah.
No begging,
yeah,
no handouts. Don't be rude to me.
Yeah, he got the major backing right now. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to hearing, you know, what the people want. that's what it's coming down to. I want to hear what the people want. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to step them lyrics up. Keep them hot beats jumping, like, and then it should be about something right there.
Oh, yeah. One time for my man Papa Smurf, you know what I'm saying, Mass Pike Miles. Maybach Music, uh-huh, yeah. But Meek on the move, though. Meek is definitely on the move, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Man. Oh, my God. Bugsy, what you think about that? What you think about Meek Mills, Boston, whatever?
Oh, man, I salute Meek Millie, and when I talk about him, I got to say R.I.P. to Rocky Cardi. Because, you know, the night they was out here doing it, you know, that was the day my man got sent to the heavens. But, you know, I rock with him, man, you know. And,
Where you at in the night fight? You know what I'm saying? You
want to
walk on, son?
we in the studio, and, you know, niggas, Boston, that's all I can say. Yeah, that's how it goes. But, I do want to give a shout out to Ross, though, because, you know, he's giving the company, he's giving some opportunities to get their shit out there, so. You know, I salute him for reaching out this side of the bridge.
I think I heard you. I don't know if I did, though, Bugsy. It sounded like you
was playing. Hold on, let's play pretend.
Oh, man. But you know what? One artist I am proud of that's doing a 1-2 out there, shout out to Fred the Godson. You know what I'm saying? He moving. Like my little brother. When we come back off of this song, I want to talk to Blaze, man. We're going to talk about, you know what I'm saying, this industry in general. And then we're going to talk about the DMV. So we're going to talk about that in a second, man. We're going to talk about what's really going on. And this planking sensation. Yeah, I did it. I got it out of my system. But I still think it's wrong. and it hurts like hell. But anyway, we're going to talk about that when we come back. My daddy's getting money. My daddy's getting money.
Hey, yo, put some sparklers on that Ciroc and make it look like the 4th of July in this motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. Clap your hands to this. Yeah. Clap your hands to this. Move something now. Like that. Yeah. Move something now. Yeah. Like that. When the metal lands, I can make a giant jet. Press that with the labels, keep firing, bet. First bomb with them, then you'll get a giant check. Black gat, a little wide buckle. My 38 and 9 is dating, I got couple. All I do is whistle, they'll clap, or they'll cut you. The big apples on my back, I touch you. Diddy keeps the models wet. Waitress, I stop tipping, cause they ain't bring us our bottles yet. Right, killing me a star, dealing with the guard, ain't up the park, going to the bar, drilling by the job, drilling by the ball. Pulling the car, filling me out, we keep your record, but it's up to the behind. Put in work, where your W-2? I got that flare and that Montclair bubbling blue. Fiends high in a carnet, that's just something you know. I got a chick that got blonde hair, one with extensions. Both in my S-class, sitting in detention. Got the white DBM custom and it's glistening. I even got the old black maid, call it Benson. Her daddy get money, well okay, I'm pimping. I'm running for the bills now, I'm OJ Simpson. Frelin watch. Pinky ring sick, man, ain't talking about money. Be quiet, well, bitch, I'm listening. My money lie, you know my same bang. Now why you over there whispering with that yang yang? I'm spitting high, I'm flipping high, I'm gripping high, I'm clicking. Clipping high, I'm ripping, what we sipping, what we sipping.
Yeah, you listening to Lush Radio Online, and we back in the building, baby. Make sure you bring out that Ciroc, that new Moscato mix with that Rosé mix, because that's my new ish. Along with that, try that Triple X at Taste Lounge each and every Thursday. Hosted by your girl, Lushy Lush, on the ones and twos, DJ Lady Blaze, and it's on and popping, man. Who does it dope better than us? Come on, baby. Let's go. We back in the building. All this talking makes you kind of parched, you know what I'm saying? So I had to wet my lips a little bit, wet my lips. Don't get that misconstrued, okay? No homo. But, yo, so let's talk, Blaze, man. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you.
So, Blaze, man, talk to us, man. What is your biggest thing, your dislike, your biggest situation that makes you feel in a state of discontent about this industry, man?
Les, you already know what it is, man. I can't stand the fronters, the people who put up this facade that's not true, people who lie on you to make themselves look good because they're really insecure about themselves. You know, those are the things that really get to me because I'm like, yo, if you want to be whoever you want to be, you can be. You know what I'm saying? Nobody stops you from being whatever you want to be. I don't understand why a lot of these people just keep fronting. You know, it's like I guess they don't feel like they're good enough, but they can be good enough if they do whatever they need to do to be where they want to be, you know, and they ain't got to front and carry on. Like, I just don't understand why people do that. Like, I'm not that sort of individual. I would never carry it like that. Whatever I want to do, I get it done. Same mm-hmm. like you. You know what I'm saying? We just mm-hmm. do it. There's nothing to it but to do it.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of these people is just they fronting. And they want to do certain stuff, and it's just like, yo, if you want to do it, you know. But a lot of people don't want to put in the hard work. So, I mean, that's why they are what they are.
Definitely, definitely. Guru, how you feel about that, you know what I'm saying, in regards to what she said? Like, you know, people say they want to do business, and they lying for and saying they got a business, like, or people that attach themselves to other people's businesses because they are not secure with themselves solely that they can handle their own business. I call them leechers or car jumpers.
Yes.
They jump on whatever
right.
got the next one. Talk to me, Guru.
Right. Yeah, well, like you can't call yourself self-made if that's what you're doing, man. You got to build up your own network, your own resources, and you got to really have that entrepreneurial spirit. And people are going to value and evaluate. They're going to evaluate you on what you actually can do. And you can't be a person that's actually, like, not in charge. Like, you have to actually be in charge. If you're a CEO and you're making boss moves, then it's really going to benefit you to actually do what you say you can do. And like, your reputation is really on the line. Like, each person you actually try to do business with, you actually have to act like that's your first customer. Like, if you're really in business, you really have to provide that same level of service. If you've been in the game 10 years, 7 years, you got to act like you just started. You got to act like you really want this. Like, you know what I mean? So you can't be fake. You got to be real. And, you know, just deliver, man. You got to produce results. This game right now, since it's internet, people are, you know, actually able to do business online now. But, I mean, building a good, solid network is, like, the key. Like, you cannot go about your business by, like, trying to build your reputation off what somebody else is doing. Like, that's really not
definitely.
The thing, man. You gotta be self-made.
Trying to come up off of somebody else come up, man. That's just the big thing. We got callers from the 202. DMV is live in the building. We're going to bring y'all in a second. My biggest issue, and we're going to go to Bugsy, too. My biggest issue with it is, like, you know, a lot of you guys out here lying. You don't got no business. I don't know why you even printed up a business card. Because you got no business. You don't got a pot to piss in. You don't got nothing going on for you, for real, for real. You've been in the game in like mad years and don't got nothing to show for it. You haven't solidified or even branded your brand. So stop lying. Stop living off a fake dream. When they say do it, do it. The main thing that we say to everybody is invest in your product. Your product is you. You're selling yourself. You're selling the idea of what you can do or provide for your community or whatever you're trying to do. You have to invest in it. Nobody's going to invest in it. And if you don't feel like you want to invest in yourself, who will want to invest in you? That's the question. We got a caller from the 202-507. What it do, baby? You're live on Lush Radio Online with DJ Lady Blaze, Future Ghoul 100. What up? What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going down? Y'all already know this, folks. I had to do something. But now I'm back. But check it out, though. I mean, I feel you completely, because it's funny, because, like, a lot of people always, like, they listen to the music and they watch the television and they begin to feel like, because they have a Twitter account and they get retweeted 2-3 times a day, that they're special. No, you're not. Okay? Newsflash. For me personally, like, there's been a lot of people that I got the respect from, but they don't tweet me on Twitter, and they're probably not even following me. Guess what? I don't care, because I have a relationship with them that means more to me than what's said on the internet or whatever the case may be. To me, what's important is to get the respect of the people that you respect. You know what I mean? What you do is, you pick your top five to hope that they will embrace you, earn their respect, and go from there. Once you've earned somebody's respect, then you can take it from point A to point B because you don't necessarily have to go looking for approval. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, to me, that's the main thing. You know what I mean? Earn people's respect as opposed to, you know, worrying about the hype and what people think of you on a level that doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? Earn the respect of those that you respect and you'll be fine.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I think we lost a caller just now. But like I said, you know, I respect what you just said. Building rapport when it comes to business means more to you than gold. Because it later on in the future in business, you could call on these people for favors or different business ventures that, you know, at that time. Not, you don't call on all your favors at one time. Everybody is useful for certain things in your life. You know, building a rapport. Even though there's plenty of internet radio stations that interview the same people or even the same celebrities that I've interviewed. But at the end of the day, I can still call these people up and say, yo, it's Lush. I need a favor or, you know, oh, I need you to come out and do this thing. And they're going to do it because I built a rapport. It's more like a family thing. But, yo, they felt comfortable enough that I can call them almost every day. Or even if I don't call them every day. If I call them once out of Blue Moon, they like, yo, Lush, I got you. But not a lot of people know how to build rapport. That's how you build long-lasting business relationships and stuff. And people don't understand that with business. And I keep telling people, stop burning bridges with people at the end of the day. Because it's going to come and stab you in the back. When you need that favor, you never know who is connected to who. Because you might meet somebody for somebody later on down the road. You know
that whole time, you running your mouth, fucking it up for yourself. I don't understand that. No, really. Like I'm a normal human. I'm not an industry guy. I haven't gotten to the point where I'm jaded by the business and going, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. I'm not necessarily there yet, but at the same time, I don't really depend on a lot of people for much anyway. You know what I mean? And besides, my whole thing is this. If you need me, I don't need you. So, I mean, it is what it is. I like to deal with people that's better than me. You know what I'm saying? That have a certain thing going on to where I say, you know what, when I grow up, I'm going to be a little bit like that. I like to deal with them kind of people. They're ambitious. So, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I don't know if I lost y'all or whatever, but I'm back and stuff. I had to run real quick and go take care of something, you know. But this is live radio. You never know what's going to happen. But I feel like giving a little bit of motivation. We're going to come right back and we're going to talk more about business with DJ Lady Blaze and Future Guru 100 live on Lush Radio Online and Bugsy. Kelly Rowlands, I think she looks really hot. She's starting to look a little bit cuter. She wasn't that cute to me at first. But she gives me a little motivation now. Motivation.
Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
When we're done, feel my I'ma be your motivation.
Stolen,
go,
DJ Ayo, and DJ Crown. Let's
go. Turn that thing into a rainforest. Rain on my head. Call that brainstorming. Yeah, this is deep. Oh, but I go deeper. Make you lose yourself. And find us keepers. It go green light. Go easy, go. I like to taste that sugar. That sweet and low. But hold up, wait. New position. I put her on my plate. Then I do the dishes. She my motivation. I'm her transportation. Cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We the baby.
And when we're done, feel my
peace. This is Emma E2K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
You already know what it is, man. Hola, muchachos and muchachas. We listening to Lush Radio Online. I will call you up like a chicken if you don't listen. Call in at 347-826-7722. Give me some pollo, man. Like some pollo. Yeah, we live in the building. I'm going back to the line. Talk to, you know what I mean, Future Guru and your girl, DJ Lady.
Okay. Then I got you talking to the nigga, dog. Like, you wasn't getting him mad?
Oh, somebody fighting? Somebody has some beef going on. Beefing. Yo, so Blaze, man, talk to us about what's going down August 23rd and each and every Thursday at Taste Lounge, man. I'm eating these gummy bears, man. I'm going to tell y'all one thing before you answer that question. If you ever piss Lush off, you ever piss me off, ever, the only way to calm me down is buy me a bag of gummy bears. You buy me a bag of gummy bears, I'll shut up, all right? That'll calm me down. You ever piss me off, make me so pissed off, give me a bag of gummy bears, and I might come down. I'll become an angel. But go ahead.
Wow.
Blaze.
Yeah, so, you know, like Les was saying earlier, me and her got every Thursday, each and every Thursday, we are doing the Heart of the City meet and greet at Taste Lounge in D.C. Basically, what we try to do there is bring together, you know, anybody in the entertainment industry as it pertains to producers, you know, musicians, models, photographers, videographers. We just pretty much put that event together so that we can bring everybody together so they can network. And also we do performances, you know, we book acts ahead of time, so we have acts that perform throughout the night. August 23rd, we're going to be doing the Heart of the City open mic / battle zone, and that is going to be at Ross Lounge, and that's also in D.C. And like Les was saying, we plan to bring out, you know, some members from Grind Time, and pretty much we're going to pack the venue and, you know, make sure everybody comes out and have a good time, because we definitely want to have, like, a big bang for that, and, you know, we're going to keep that as a weekly event as well, and that's going to be every Tuesday. So we're going to have the every Tuesday jump off, and then we have the every Thursday jump off, and then we're working on doing some more stuff as well. So we just all over the city right now, just working real hard.
Definitely. When y'all say stupid grind, we on a retarded grind. We on that no sleep, no eat, out here eating oodles and noodles on some old grinding like retarded hard. Like I want some peanut butter and jelly right now without the jelly, son. That's how hard I'm grinding, son. What up, though, son?
You stupid, yo.
Yo.
Yo, Les.
Yeah.
You got to remember last night, yo, the animal. On the mic, dog.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all, yo, all y'all cats, yo, this is open to everybody from all over, all 50 states to come through. And I joined, you just wanted to come to another venue outside of your market, you know, to see how the crowd takes to you. You know, we opening that up. But let me give you a warning. Let me give you a warning. Because I'm going to tell you to get the fuck out of here, man. When you come in there calling me like, yo, I'm a non-beyondist. And I just want to, you know what I'm saying, check out the venue, see what's going on. But I ain't even going before. I just want to check it out. Then you get there, you know what I'm saying? You done sipped a couple of drinks. You done got on the mic sounding like an animal and stuff. The money. I said, somebody shoot this chick right now. Take her. Oh, where's Sandman at when you need him? It was terrible. Don't ever, 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 ever. That's a complete fail. Don't come to the show if you are not prepared to perform your best. Do not come to our event garbage. Do not come to our event singing somebody else's song if you can't sing it well. You understand? So get it together, man. Come appropriately, man. Guru. Woo! I had to let that out. Guru, what's up?
Well, you just go in. That's
love
to find it right there, man. It's not a game right now, man. That's all I can say to y'all, man. Right now I'm in a position where I got to let the money talk. You know, it's a couple of investors looking around, just booking clubs, man. So I got Lush on the scout, you know what I'm saying, for the D.C. area. So if y'all listening, if y'all club is jumping, I can't let too much out the bag right now. But it is instead like we got club bangers booking your spot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like you need to holler at me. DJs out there, all you club promoters, you know, just let me know what it is. Y'all gonna see me on my Twitter trying to really see what's good. If you just a DJ and you really ain't got no juice in your club, don't holler at me. Just send me in the right direction, because we don't know what city we coming to, but we will be coming to your city probably. So, you know, I just got to put that out there, man. Y'all step your game up, you know what I'm saying? Let's get the fuck out of here Fridays. I got to let y'all know what it is, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate Lush, you know, for everything that she's doing, man. This is like it's groundbreaking, man. Giving these artists the opportunity to get seen, to get heard,
Check this out, Guru. On top of being seen, getting noticed, we're giving them an opportunity to make money with us on top of that. How many people's offering them no overhead except for going half with the DJ? We split the door if you want to, and you get heard. You got opportunities. You can either perform, you can either go collab with us and split the door, or you can book the spot, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? We can help promote, provide the DJ, however you want to do it, man. Let's make money together. All y'all artists trying to find a venue, y'all don't know who to go to. Everybody want to snake you. Everybody want to stab you in the back. We real honest, two honest chicks trying to make money with you and being honest and having integrity, not trying to be a snake about it. Let's eat together.
Yeah.
Stop being greedy.
I want to chime in on what you just said, Les. I want everybody to know out there, if you're a club promoter, please come correct with me, because I'm a good negotiator. I'm a cold-hearted negotiator, but like I'm easy to get along with. So I know what's going on. I know what the race is. We trying to tell you we're going to book your club. Just come correct. Y'all should be looking to treat us like VIPs just because we telling you we about to book your club. So act right, come step to me correct, because if you blow the deal, that's on you. The show must go on. Like, this is really where I'm at with it right now. It ain't really nothing. I just got to do straight business with, you know, with the cats that's in position to actually make moves and negotiate, man. If you're not in that position, if you're a third or fourth party, I really don't want to talk to you. That ain't really nothing personal. Don't take it personal. I just really need to talk to I need to talk to the man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't the man, if it ain't your club, if you ain't got no juice, do not holler at me. Don't take it personal, but I got to get this business done, man. Don't make me look bad, man. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to shut me down. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to get in whatever club I want to get in.
Definitely.
The money is there. The money is there.
That's real. But see, like, that's real. That's real promote. If a lot of people wish they had the bread like that, that's how they used to do old school promotions and old school
booking
tours they sell. Booking out a spot, not waiting for nobody. See, this is what me and Blaze do. And Emma and, and most of the people that rock with Lush Radio and Rock Solid, we are doers. We ain't sayers. When we say we're going to do something, we get our funds together and we make it happen. Or we call on our resources to make it happen. You understand what I'm saying? People always sing like, yeah, son, I'm going to do this joint, son. We call and holler at you like a year later, what happened? Man, you know what I'm saying? What happened was, son, shut up. Get out of here. Get the God, man. You a clown.
Exactly. And that's how I feel about it too, man. Because it's crazy. Like, my thing is, like, don't say that you're going to do this and you're not going to do it. Don't even talk about it if you can't get it done. Because it makes no sense. You make yourself look stupid.
I come from the show me state.
Right.
Show me what you're doing. Stop talking about it. Be about it. We Google you. You're like, yo, son, Google me. I'm Googling you. All I see is a MySpace, like, 3 years old. Like, come on, son. We ain't even got
wow.
no Twitter, no Facebook. I'm like, ba-bow, in your face. Like, what are you doing, man?
Can I get an update? I'm there.
Can I get an update, for real? What's your status, son?
Where you been? Where you been at? Where you been at?
Where you been in the cave, son? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Google posted 3-year-old links on your ass. Wow.
3-year-old links. Who says that?
Yeah, you gonna let Google do you like that? Posting 3-year-old links on you? Come on. Come on, man.
You say, and this is another thing, man. I mean, shout out to all them cats that's shooting music videos and everything like that. Shout out to y'all for putting out content and trying to get discovered on YouTube. But, yo, if you really know your stuff is garbage and you know your stuff makes no sense, why do it? Why don't you just focus on the business part of situations, man? Shout out to all them cats that's still living their dream, thinking they really artists, but they really ain't artists. Like, focus on the business. Get real money. For real. Like, besides the recording, doing the music and stuff, how you getting money? Because you ain't supporting yourself. You're not bringing in, you know what I'm saying, no serious money. Go out there and get money. Or collab with cats that's trying to do things to make money or create opportunities for you. Stop sitting here living this lie because you're trying to front in front of somebody else. Anytime I see you got the freshest kicks and stuff, but you don't invest in yourself. What do you want us to do? We ain't investing in you if you can't invest in yourself. Let's get it together. Learn about the business instead of trying to be flashy and rock all these chains like Big Sean. I saw Big Sean. Shout out to him. I like his music, but at the end of the day, man, you got too much jewelry for me, man. I'm blind. I saw that dude on 106 in Park. I'm like, son, your neck don't hurt, son? I'm saying. Why your belt gold? I mean, I know you got it, but why your belt gold? Are you about gold? Got too much gold on your neck. It look like it hurt. All that jewelry don't make you no makes you, don't break you and stuff. It's too much gold, too much stuff. I'm saying, if you want to come around my way, I might snatch it. People hungry out here, son. I'm hungry, son. I'm snatching chains, son. What? Wow, son, that's the change, son. For real. But I'm going to go on to the Swiss Beats joint. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about this planking phenomenon. And let's talk about our girl, you know what I'm saying, that died. You know what I'm saying? You know, Amy Winehouse, man. That was sad, man. 27 years old, man. I'm 30. 27 years old. I mean, she was a pure talent, man. Lost to them drugs, man. Crazy. We're going to talk about her in a quick second, man. Swizzy.
It's showtime. I'm cooling.
we on. Got my Christians on, boy, I keep this on. You see me ride Lotus and my top is gone. The interior, butter like popcorn. She got on G-Bone, she fresh like me. Every time she goes shopping, Alexander McQueen. We just cooling on a Sunday. Can't wait to ball out on Monday day. They ask how I'm doing. Deuces up, playing boy, I'm cooling. I'm cooling, I'm cooling, cooling. I'm cooling, cooling, I'm just cooling. I'm cooling, cooling, I'm cooling, cooling. Hey, day. They ask how I'm feeling. You see the house of playboy, I'm chilling. I'm chilling, I'm chilling, chilling. I'm chilling, chilling, I'm just chilling. I'm chilling, chilling, I'm chilling, chilling. My Jaeger La Culture is out your culture. The hood's on fire, man, the boys is vultures. We are family like Costa Nostra. Go through up and down like a roller coaster. Hey! Kamikazes with the gators on them. I'm in the studio bugging to put some faders on them. And this beat is my entree. I'm out to 3,000. Every day, they ask how I'm doing. Juices up, playing boy, I'm cooling. I'm cooling, I'm cooling, cooling. I'm cooling, cooling, I'm just cooling. I'm cooling, cooling, I'm cooling, cooling. Every day, they ask how I'm feeling. You see the house of playing boy, I'm chilling. I'm chilling, I'm chilling, chilling. I'm chilling, chilling, I'm just chilling. I'm chilling, chilling, I'm chilling, chilling.
I'm back on my bullshit. Came back, back with a full clip. Who want problem? Wah, wah, wah. Who want flip? One taste, one lick. Wanna get some of this? You see that hot pink working? That's a problem. I'm hot like everything cooking. I'm a problem. Chill. I'm a walking bow. You might talk a good one, but your looks are old.
Hey, day. They ask how I'm doing. Juices up, playing boy. I'm cooling. I'm cooling. I'm cooling, cooling. I'm cooling, cooling. I'm just cooling. I'm cooling, cooling. I'm cooling, cooling.
Yo, 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 this is Kevin Shine. You're not rocking with the best. My girl Lush Online Radio, Kevin A&R Shine of the firm Foundation for Innovative Resource Management, formerly A&R consultant to the senior VP over at Jive Records, Wayne Williams, and a part of the Grammy-nominated project, Untitled, R. Kelly. That's right. We're going to try to take it down this year. But real big shout-out to you, Lush, and the team. Doing it real big over there always. You are now rocking with the best. Lush Online Radio.
You already know what it is. You know what time it is. You got to tell some cat to get the fuck. Get the fuck. Get the fuck. You gotta tell some cat to get the fuck out of here on Lush Radio. Call in at 347-826-7722. Somebody done pissed you off this week, this month, this whole year, and you just want to tell them off and tell them to get out of here. So it's time for you to shine. Call in at 347-826-7722 and let them know they need to get the out of here. Blaze, I know you got somebody deep inside your gut, inside of your esophagus, deep inside that has pissed you off. You can drop a name. You don't have to drop a name, but I want you to go in. I want you to go ahead and say who it is and tell them to get out of here, man.
Yo, screw the whole IBGC, International Bad Girls Club, yo. I do not mess with those girls. They fraudulent, they backstabbers, and, you know, I tell them that to their face. You know, when I see them, I'm going to tell them. You know what I'm saying? I don't mess with them. One of the members is going around, you know, talking a bunch of foolishness, you know, mad. I'm not even going to say why she's mad because I don't want to embarrass her too much on the radio. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's whack. It's petty, you know, and especially coming from a female, like, it's crazy that a female is even acting that way like a dude would, you know. I'm not even going to talk about the situation, but, yo, like I said, screw the whole IBGC. I don't bang with those broads and never will.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. But you know you got to say get the fuck out of here at the end. You know that, right?
I ain't going to curse.
Don't
you know me. I'm not trying to curse, so.
Okay. What I'll say for you, get out of here. Guru.
You stupid, Les. You need to go in, too.
I know. I want to go in a second, but.
You need to go in, yo. Like, you know the situation.
I'm gonna go in a second, but I want Guru to go in, and then I'm gonna go ham. I'm ripping new buttholes in people tonight. Guru, go ahead.
You don't want me to start.
I want you to go retarded ham on. Go retarded ham on.
Listen, man. Listen. I salute all the DJs out there, but I just need y'all to know, if you don't contact me about your club, if your club is packed every weekend and you don't contact me, I'm going to need you to get the fuck out of here. All you club promoters that don't contact me, if your club is jumping every weekend and we're going to book your club, if you don't contact me, get the fuck out of here. All I'm trying to do is help somebody win. You know what I mean? And it's an invasion, man. Green Team Invasion. So shout out to everybody that's rocking with the Green Team. It's Yo Gotti, it's 2 Chainz, Boom Man, and Kibo Gotti. You know, it goes way back before the Gucci era. You know what I'm saying? Gucci, you know, they still could bring a couple of acts out and make a hell of a show for your club and get your club popping. So if you want it like that, you need to contact me. We can make it happen. You know what I'm saying? So if you DJs is just really peons and you ain't making no moves, like I said, man, just put me in touch with the club owner, man. You know, that's really who I want to talk to anyway. So, I mean, we just trying to give the DJs a chance to, you know, play the record too and help us rock out, help us bang in your club, man. So if you don't hear me, I know y'all hear me out there. Y'all going to see me on the Twitter going in. This is an opportunity for y'all DJs and y'all club promoters to get it in, man. What's up? That's my question. What's up? And then get the fuck out of here if you don't hit me.
Definitely. Yo, mm-hmm. people was there. Shout out to Sexy _ Reds, SEXXY _ REDZZ. Shout out to her. She said,
yeah,
yo.
Shout out to her. And hey, you know what? I'm going to tell y'all, too. She was in the Bad Girls Club that I just mentioned. You know what I'm saying? She actually came out because of all the foolery that was going on. So, shouts out to her for peeping that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to all y'all fake wannabe groups, cults, that y'all call it, talking about y'all empowering people.
Whoa.
Y'all empowering Damn. People. Y'all doing this for the community. I ain't seen you do nothing, son. No content online but gaming cats and taking their bread. You ain't working with nobody, you gaming cats. You ain't even paying the people in your crew, son. You ain't even give them 1 cent since they dealt with you, man. Come on, son. You's lying. That's for them dudes, for them chicks, all y'all lying people out here talking about. Yo, I got a business. If you got a business, why everybody on your team is hurting? Nobody ate once. Nobody got no benefit off of working with you. No connection.
Tell them,
no
Les.
Elevation.
Tell
Y'all
them.
Ain't done nothing together. Like, come on and let's be real, son. Stop faking and talking about you got an entertainment company. You got a cult, son. You got a whole bunch of flunkies doing stuff for you, and you're lying to them and selling them dreams, man. Stop being a cult master. Shout out to all y'all cult masters out there. Get out of here, man. For real. I got another one for y'all, man. All y'all cats out here talking about, I went to the club, I was popping bottles, man. Yo, I got stacks in my pocket. I just came home. You just came home, son? Son, you ain't never did a bid, son. Stop lying. Y'all fake lying, doing bid ass. Y'all need to get out of here, man. Stop lying saying you did a bid. Stop lying, you don't got no budget to do nothing. I just saw you spend like $1,500 in the club. You don't got no budget? You spent your budget in the club. For what? What do you get out of that? You never invest in yourself. That's why a lot of us go bankrupt, super broke, got child support situations, because y'all don't know how to manage your money. Get it together, my people. Get it together.
Yo,
Glitz and Glam. Yeah, somebody done told y'all some hype about nonsense. Y'all don't know nothing about business. All of that stuff, the jewelry and everything that you buy, the cars and stuff, all of that depreciates. It loses its value. You need to have something tangible that can grow and make you money, and in turn, it can be lucrative for you, people. What the hell is going on? Get it together, people. If you don't got your business together and you've been in this game for mad years and you ain't make a dime out of it, you need to stop and go get a 9-to-5. It's a wrap. You're done. You're done, son. Get out of here, man. Call it from the 202. What it do, baby? What's poppin'? We live on Lush Radio Online, 202-360. What up?
Hey, don't be shouting out my number.
I ain't say all of that, man.
You gave him too much. The 360, that's too much. What's going on with
DJ Cam? Okay, all right. Go ahead. I ain't say your name. I don't even know who you is. What's up, man?
It's DJ Mim. What's going on?
What's up, man? What's up with you, man?
I'm chilling.
First and foremost, everybody, if you don't know, DJ Mims is one of the hottest DJs in the DMV area, doing her thing, shaking her dress and doing her life. She don't care, baby. And she's hot on that mic. I love her. DJ Mims, what up?
What's going on? I've been in and out of the show a little bit because I was visiting my grandmother, but I caught the subject of the show, and I just wanted to see what's going on with y'all, check in with you. What's going on, Lady Blaze, Lushy Lush?
What's up, man?
Nothing, man. Did you hear, like, the last 7 minutes?
I'm going in.
I caught, like, the last, like, minute right before she picked up. I heard her going in. She was like, yo, you ain't make no money off your business. You've been in business for years. It's a wrap. You're done, son. Get a 9-to-5. That's the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we going in. It's called Get the F Out of Here Fridays. So if somebody pissed you off or you just see nonsense going on or something's just been ticking you off, you state it, and then you at the end of it, you said you're going to have to say, out of here. You could just, bleep that out real quick. Get out of here, man. Fridays. So go ahead, man. Something done bothered you deep down in your stomach. It hurts, what I'm saying? It's like you got the bubble guts. Let it out, man. Let it out. Let the world know.
You know what? I mean, those that know me like Lady Blaze, I got a different way of processing stuff. I don't never let too much stuff get to me like that, but there's a lot of stuff that does irritate me.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, today I just got hit up by not even a promoter, but somebody else is doing an event that I started last year. Last year was the first annual because it was the first. And now they're marketing their exact same event, talking about we're doing it once again. So I'm like, how you doing it again when you never did it from the beginning? And it's again to what? And then the person hit me up and was like, oh, well, we'd like your support on this and like you to attend. I was like, get the F out of here.
Wow. This is another thing when I'm talking about coming up on somebody else come up. Somebody already did the event before. Then you're going to try to ride off somebody else. Then ask the person that invented it to come to the joint like they don't know what's going on. Beat me in my head. Get the fuck out of here.
And then you want me to support it? So I was like, yeah. So, I was real clear. First of all, I shut it down and was like, everything you're doing is a clone. But good luck with your event. You won't get my participation, my support, my nothing, but it's all good because what goes around comes around. I know the people that was down with my event last year was down with it because they knew who was doing the event, where it was coming from, so it's all good. Everything happens for a reason, and those that do shade in the dark, when the light shines, the light will shine.
Definitely.
You ain't never lied, yo.
Hey, the devil, devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Woo, they shall be exposed. Well, they shall be exposed.
let the church say amen.
Amen.
Church.
For real, man. It's crazy, man. So, Miss, man, talk to us because you got popping nights going on and you're doing a lot of things out here in the industry, man. Talk to us and tell us some of the challenges, Being a female in the industry, man, what are some of the things, that you face out here, man? Because it's crazy, man.
Well, I think first and foremost, one of the challenges comes into when you're working with other females in the industry, because I know a lot of the love, support, all that good stuff that I get, 90% of it is from males. And I don't know if it's because this industry is more male-dominated, so the numbers, the ratio is already higher towards men, or it's just that females just don't know how to relate to other females and don't want other females to do anything positive or anything good or shine, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's one of the biggest things, but, you know, I deal with it how I deal with it. I support who I support. I like who I like. You know what I'm saying? And I never do anything with the expectation of something being done back to me, you know, because if I didn't want to do it, I won't do it. But, you know, I think that's just one of the biggest issues, you know, trying to relate with other females. You know, it's quite a few popping female DJs in this area, in D.C. and surrounding areas. But, you know, some of us know each other and some of us really check for each other. And then some of us don't know each other. But I know the ones that I check for. I'm very supportive of them. They're very supportive of me. You know, even if we got events on the same night, we still going to promote each other because it's that love and that respect. So that's one of the biggest things that I deal with.
See, that's a good thing. You know, this is what I'm talking about. Everybody can eat if people stop being greedy with each other. That's the nonsense that's been going on. I don't know why people act like they're scared or insecure sometimes when it comes to business. Like,
right.
Business is business. Like, have that true respect of the business-wise. We get so caught up in emotions and in situations. That's why people cannot excel to the point that they are, because emotions get caught up in business. Get the business done first.
Right,
get
you have
to move
the emotion. Right, check the emotion at the door. You know what I'm saying? One thing I'm always saying is, even if you don't have a degree, you don't own a business, the easiest way to handle business is to mind the business. But everybody likes to get caught up in everybody else's stuff, and that's going to take, you know, money out your hands, food out your mouth, and business from being presented to you because you don't know how to mind your business.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Tell them, girl, two snaps in a circle. Hey!
In a Z, zero snap, right?
Well! Lord,
that's real stuff right there, you know, so
that's real. You know what, I just want to say that it's always a blessing to have wonderful people, females that are out there doing their thing. Shout out to my business partner, Emma E2K out there, my sister from another mother who has been on the ground with me with Lush Radio Online, my whole team, Future Guru 100, TDI, Bugsy, the whole squad that stayed with us. Shout out to Spokesman and shout out to Mims and Blaze and everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's down with the team supporting us each and every day. We got to support each other. If your dream is my dream, you know, if we don't educate one another, how do we allow ourselves as a community to excel, to get to the next level, and we always complain about ignorant people doing ignorant things. If we don't educate them, how can they excel? How can they learn? How can they know? If we don't teach them. But then again, our people, we need to be able to be open and embrace educational for somebody to at least teach you to get to the next level. You know, you can send somebody out to the ocean. You can tell them about the ocean, but it's all about, will they go to the ocean? Will they swim? You know, we can't force people to do things. We got to understand that not everybody is like us. And that's the hardest thing to deal with in life. People are different. They see things differently. But at the end of the day, business is business. Emotions is emotions. Get it right. Get it together. And if you ain't made no money in this game, it don't make no sense if you ain't made no sense. Bitch. Get the fuck out of here. On Lush Radio Online, man, you can catch DJ Mims at, let him know real quick and give him that Twitter and all that jazz real quick, baby.
Oh, my Twitter is DJMIMDC. You can always hit me up on that, and I'm also DJMIMDC.com.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Real quick, shout out to Amy Winehouse, rest in peace. I know you. We lost you, you know what I'm saying? Another person that died at a young age, man. Man, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Alcohol is a hell of a drug. Stop using it, and you stop dying. But anyway, get the fuck out of here with the cocaine. But, Guru, give them all your information, man.
Yeah, I want to say thanks to Lush Radio and DJ Lady Blaze. And, you know, y'all could Google me, man, you know, and find out what's really good. Everything is Future Guru 100, FutureGuru 100. And you can hit me on the Twitter, FutureGuru 100. And my Gmail is futureguru100@gmail.com. You know, if you're really trying to, you know, network with Lush Radio Online and DJ Lady Blaze, you need to hit me up ASAP, you know, because we put things together rather quickly for your, you know, promotional needs. And don't forget, DJ Lady Blaze has, for all you artists, the indie artists out there, the duplication for the CDs and the artwork and the graphics, man. You need to holler at her because she's really doing it. You know, these are the type of people you need to network with, because I could tell, like, I could look and see that these cats need that. So, I mean, you know you need it. I'm out here telling you right now, you know you need it, and right now you're in the right place. And, you know, we really doing, like, things in the industry for the independent artists. Like, if you don't have no budget behind you and you don't have no label promoting and putting out shit for your website, you got to do it yourself, man. So that's what we're here to do, help you do that and take it to the next level, man. So, you know, I salute everybody that's listening and taking heed, you know, to the information right now. We dropping jewels, baby.
Yeah, yay. What?
Nah.
Bet.
Yeah, right. Yay, yay.
Blaze, give them all your information, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I want to shout out everybody on the call, you know, Lush, Guru, Spokes, if he's still there, Mims. You know, Reds, who's in the back, who can't even talk right now because she got the flu. I hope you feel better. You guys can check me out at DJLadyBlaze.com. Follow me on Twitter at DJLadyBlaze. Of course, everything's spelled regular. You can catch my company at RockSolidENT.net. And like Guru was saying, you can definitely hit me up for all your promotional needs, everything from T-shirts, flyers, banners, graphic design, CD, DVD duplication, music production, mix and mastering, DJ bookings, of course. You can hit me up for that.
One-stop shop, baby. You know what I'm saying?
All day. Now me and Lush is working together. So, you know, now I'm able to offer photography services. I got a video dude on deck now. So now we're going to be doing music videos and commercials and, you know, some other things as well. So you can hit me up for that now, too.
Yeah, man. Let's get this money, man. Work, make the dream work, baby. Cha-ching, cha-ching, jang-a-lang, jang-a-lang, jang-a-lang. We out of here, man. Lush Radio on live, man. Rock Solid ENT, man. DJ Mimps, Future Ghoul 100, man. The whole famo, man. You already know what it is, man. You heard? You know what I'm saying? Life may throw you a curveball, but remember, you know that you control the direction it goes in. Don't let nobody control your destiny, man. Keep winning, no matter what. Keep God first, man. And all y'all clowns, go to Clownsburg. Take a one-way ticket, and I hope your bus blows up, man. You got trust issues. We out of here, man. Drake.
Call up, I'm drinking. Let's call up and... All I care about is money and the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one. Hey. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one, a strong one. Two white cups and I got that drink. It could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. You know what I'm sipping. I teach you how to mix it, but you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping and put in something different. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one.
Embody the damn lame. Lord, please accept the things they can't say.